This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The second and final phase of assembly elections will be held in West Bengal today. The polling, which will begin at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Paraganas, South 24 Paraganas, Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman. A total of 1,448 candidates are in the fray for 142 assembly seats in this phase. Over 3.22 crore electors are eligible to cast their votes. Out of them, over 4.12 lakh are first-time voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years. Around 3,200 voters are aged 100 years and above. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair polling. It has deployed around 2,500 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, along with over 6,000 quick response teams to ensure law and order during polling. Strict monitoring and rapid response systems have been activated to prevent any disturbances during the election process. CCTV cameras have been installed at every polling station to monitor voting. The first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on April 23rd. The counting for all four states, Kerala, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, and one Union Territory, Puducherry, will be held on May 4th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate the 594-kilometre Ganga Expressway in Hardoi, Uttar Pradesh, linking Meerut to Prayagraj through 12 districts. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Built at a cost of 36,230 crore rupees, the 6-lane Ganga Expressway will cut travel time between the two cities by nearly half. The expressway stretches 594 kilometres from Bijoli village in Meerut to Judapur Dandu in Prayagraj, traversing 12 districts and connecting western, central and eastern Uttar Pradesh. Developed by the Uttar Pradesh Expressways Industrial Development Authority, UPEIDA, the 6-lane access controlled corridor is designed for speeds up to 120 km per hour. It is expected to significantly enhance mobility for both passengers and freight while linking the state more directly to the national capital region. Uttar Pradesh government has positioned the Ganga Expressway as an expressway cum industrial growth corridor with 12 planned industrial nodes along its route. This initiative is aimed at reducing logistics costs, improving supply chain efficiency and stimulating development in traditionally less industrialized districts such as Hardoi, Unnao, Rabareli and Pratapgarh. A notable feature is a 3.5-kilometre airstrip in Shahjahanpur district built for Indian Air Force emergency use and disaster response. President Draupadi Murmu's proposed visit to Atal Tunnel at Rohtang in Himachal Pradesh today has been cancelled. The decision was taken in view of adverse weather conditions. The region has been experiencing strong winds and there are possibility of rain or snowfall today. During a visit to Himachal Pradesh, President Murmu was scheduled to inspect the Atal Tunnel and interact with officials of the Border Roads Organization. The United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, beginning May 1. The UAE's decision comes as a blow to the oil producers group as an unprecedented energy crisis caused by the Iran war exposes discord among Gulf nations. The exit of the UAE, one of the group's biggest producers, weakens OPEC's control over global oil supplies and widens a rift between the UAE and its neighbor Saudi Arabia. It could also free the UAE to increase output once exports via the Gulf resume, as it would no longer be governed by OPEC quotas. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.